4. Bench overlooking the headstocks. They're stuck, aren't they? Stuck there, staring at each other, like a couple in lockdown, unable to move. Although maybe not. Maybe if you close your eyes, count to three and open them again, they'll have moved a little closer to each other. Just a tiny amount. Infinitesimal. So that nobody notices what they're up to. And one day, they'll be close enough to tear each other's concrete legs up out of the earth, embrace each other and sink into the landscape together, slowly submerging and pulling all the history and memories and stories of the work connected to them deep down below. Bridget, who came to my table and picked up a purse, told me that she thought they were like giant magnets, pulling people and the land towards them, dragging Clipston into place. And that's why they need to stay, to keep holding things together. That blowing all the other headstocks across the landscape and bringing them crashing to the ground had been a terrible mistake. "That's what I think anyway," she said. "But I'm a coal miner's daughter and a coal miner's wife, so perhaps I'm very different to those that are moving in who don't really have a clue what they represent." They had a vote in the village some time ago, she told me, a kind of referendum, to see if people wanted them to stay or whether they should go. It was a close decision, and a good few of those that had worked there wanted shot of the things, to help them put it all behind them, to move on with a clean slate. They're a listed building now. Headstocks and powerhouse at the site of the former Clipston Colliery, list entry number 1380235. They look futuristic to me, though they're from the past. Like they're out there waiting for something to happen rather than marking something that's gone. And now that they're so rooted in the landscape, maybe they'll start to grow and change and adapt, like rivers do over the centuries, like everything in nature does. Because they really do seem alive to me, with hats and faces, in suspended animation, waiting to crack on with things, waiting to speak because they've got so much to say. And I can imagine that one day a giant will appear on the horizon and crash through the landscape, holding a giant key with which to wind them up, so they can finally start to move again, to walk away and go somewhere else. And when that happens, the whole of Clipston will come out of their houses, stop their cars, and call out to their kids to come and wave their final farewells to these colossal creatures who are striding off into the distance. They're not the original headstocks, Bridget told me. These were built in 1953, because the shafts were being sunk even lower. Down through the top hard seam and 800 foot deeper into the low main seam. That's why they're so high, because the men had to go down so deep. Counterbalance. She and her family had been to the unveiling of the Clipston Miner recently, a statue made from scrap metal. All part of the attempts by the new owner of the site to regenerate it somehow, to give it a function, to let people in. There were hopes not that long ago that the site might become the Eden Project of the East Midlands, with a zip wire, tethered parachute jumps, indoor skydiving, anything to get the heart racing. But expectations are lower now. And who knows what will happen? Maybe they'll help in some way to pull Clipston into some new kind of shape. Or maybe they'll just rust and settle into the landscape like ancient oaks. You just hope the struggle to find the right thing doesn't cause too much disappointment along the way. And that in the meantime, people can just marvel at them for what they are as much as what they were and what they might become. Because I think they're beautiful. I really do. And they'll probably turn up every now and again in films and television series. That with all the others across the county having been hauled down and grassed over, slowly fading from memory, film crews will end up wending their way here whenever they need to show what mining looked like and how much it dominated the landscape. Who knows which Hollywood stars might turn up to stand in front of the things, and what else they might get up to while they're here in Clipston. Daniel Craig popping into the top club for a chip cob and a game of sticky 13s. Natalie Portman handing out the half-time oranges to the Clipston Cobras, if they still have half-time oranges at football matches. I'm talking nonsense. We should move on. There's still a way to go. So come on, get back on the path and keep walking up the hill. When you get to the top, you'll see an interpretation panel about butterflies on your left. Don't worry about reading it, but stop there and go to the next track.